I love air conditioning. And I like a washing machine. And I like to see the Spurs play ball.
Thank you for tuning in to Rosie like on the House. Having a good time here, a very informative hour with Todd Russo from Rias. Todd, we were just about to let you give your offer one more time when we had to go to break.
Sure. So right now what we're offering for all Rosie listeners is if you give us a call to do a maintenance on your home, which we offer three different solutions for air conditioning maintenance. We're also going to include what we call a whole duct system airflow test, which is called a static pressure test to determine if your air conditioning ductwork is performing within the tolerance of the equipment. We're going to do a visual inspection of your insulation just to make sure we don't see any failures. A 10% failure in insulation is going to cut the effective value in half. So we want to, if we do have failures, we just want to fix those failures. If you're underserved for insulation, we're going to want to bring you up to standards. We'll also do a visual inspection of your ductwork. We'll go through the ductwork components to make sure they're installed and up to speed. And then if you have any uncomfortable rooms, we'll do what we call a room pressure imbalance assessment to see if room pressure imbalances can cause hot and cold bedrooms. And then if after doing the visual inspections and the testing on the ductwork, if we determine your house is a good candidate to take the next steps, we offer a $99 home performance evaluation, which is subsidized by APS and SRP, which is why we can offer it for only $99. Again, we come out with thermal imaging cameras.
Thousands of dollars worth of equipment. And this takes hours.
It takes hours.
This isn't just a touch and go.
No, it takes hours. No. And, you know, we isolate your duct system and look for true leakage. And we get readings on different testings to determine and validate exactly what we find on visuals. But we'll give you a $50 credit from your maintenance towards that $99. You know, but I do recommend everybody needs air conditioning maintenance, even if your house is a year old. So I would recommend you let us do the visual inspection to determine if you're a good candidate. One thing is, if you are a good candidate for any sort of improvement, APS and SRP have rebate programs for it. You do have to do the $99 energy home performance evaluation prior to getting qualified for those rebates. So we'll give you a $50 credit off from your
At $99, it's the best deal in town.
At $49.
And at $49. So again, how would they schedule that?
So our team is on staff today. It's at 480-969-7500.
We actually have APS coming in next hour.
Wonderful.
Talking about the rate change that are coming up for all the legion of Rosie on the House supercoolers. Things are about ready to change one more time.
Well, you have to ask them about their rebate programs and their home performance value.
We will, absolutely. Let's go to Apache Junction. We've got Dean has a question about air conditioning, specifically about efficiency ratings. Good morning, Dean.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
You betcha.
Hey, I've got a 4-year-old manufactured home, and the air conditioner that they put on there, it does its job okay, but and my bill's not horrible. It's like $150 a month on the easy pay thing with SRP. But I noticed the other day that it's rated at 13 SEER, and I know you can get home units for a much higher SEER rating, and I'm wondering, first, can I swap only the outdoor unit? And if I, you know, swap it with a high SEER unit, I don't know, what the good ones are, 20 SEER or something like that, would that pay for itself in relatively short order?
All right, Dane, hold on. We're short on time. You got about a minute and a half to answer this.
Okay. First, I would say 4-year-old house, your house is probably not a 13 SEER. It's just a sticker on the condenser. The SEER rating is based on an AHR matchup, which is the indoor equipment and the outdoor equipment, and collectively together is where your SEER rating is. So you probably have at least a 14 SEER. Required by code to put 14 SEER in the edge of your home. Secondly, you cannot just replace the outdoor unit. Again, these are they're matched up together. There are different matchups, but you need an indoor system that functions and works correctly with the outdoor system. And there's different functionality and features of those indoor and outdoor equipment that work parallel together. With respect to spending the money on a 20 SEER piece of equipment or a high SEER piece of equipment, this is what I would tell you. If you are already in the market for a new air conditioning system because your unit has come to the lifespan and it's time to replace it and you already have that expense pending, the incremental cost to go to better functionality is not only going to be cost effective, but it's also going to improve the comfort of your home and what have you. I would tell you that if it's just replacing it now and it's not ready to be replaced, like you have life still in it, you're not going to get the money back, you know, putting a more efficient system in.
Great point.
But when it becomes time, let's say in 6 or 8 years, when the unit maybe has come to its lifespan, assuming you maintain it well, you could definitely get another 8 years out of it. At that point, I would say I'm looking at, you know, probably in 8 years, the minimum SEER might be 15 or 16 at that point. I'm looking at a 15 SEER versus an 18 or 20 SEER. The incremental cost difference of those two systems makes sense.
All right. And the phone number
480
for Rosie listeners to take advantage of this offer.
480-969-7500.
Todd, thanks a million. Really appreciate you coming in, my friend.